Dad log, stardate 06112018. Good morning, fam. I hope everyone is having a fantastic start to their week. Couple of things before we dive into the dad log for today. Number one, I'm still looking for clips, 5 to 10 second clips of the Legion playing video games. So if you have not submitted yours yet, please hop into the Discord or send me a message on whatever platform and send me a link to your 5 to 10 second clip of you playing video games needed for the project. Project's kicked off. I'm going to actually be reaching out to my, my video guy here early this week. And so I want to follow up with him and let him know that we're still getting videos in, that we're still taking care of things. I need more. I think we're at about 15 unique videos at this point, or 15 unique people, members of the Legion. And so I'd like to have, around that 50 mark. So, let's get 100 videos out there from 50 unique people would be wonderful. We're on the normal schedule this week. Nothing out of the ordinary. We're getting very close to reapplying for Mixer Partner, which is always exciting. So stay tuned for that. Y'all have been absolutely crushing it. We had a bonus cast on Friday that turned into a feature. And it had some nice spicy raids. So thank you for all of the love, all of the support. Let's keep it going. Let's see if we can't get to, let's see if we can get to 5K before, we apply for partner. Would be absolutely amazing and incredible. And y'all would be, it would be beyond my wildest dreams. So I wanted to cover, something that I don't think I've covered yet on the podcast. And it's really around challenging yourself. It's really easy when you get into a rhythm with something to get complacent and to not challenge yourself to do something better, to add something to your content, to focus on making sure you're continuously improving. It's something that in the business world I've learned is a constant. It's a constant. You have to be challenging yourself or you're falling behind your competition. As a small business owner, which is what you are when you start making content, it can be easy when you start to get comfortable, and when things start to click and things start to roll and support starts to come in regularly, to forget to challenge yourself and forget to continuously improve. Now, I'm not saying that it's not okay to have, you know, a few weeks or a month or so where you're like, I implemented a whole bunch of changes and now I'm kind of seeing how they go, right? And you're holding tight on making any other changes to see how, what the effects are of changes that you previously implemented, right? So it's a balancing act between challenging yourself and continuing to improve on the things that you're doing and having done that process and then seeing how they go and then evaluating and adjusting accordingly, right? I covered previously kind of sitting in it, right? Talking about how it's easy to feel like if you're not busy, you're not doing things, that you're standing still and that people are going to pass you. But at the same time, if you're constantly making changes and not evaluating how those changes are actually having an effect, positive or negative, then you can end up in this bad place too, right? But a lot of people, what you end up seeing is that they find what works and then they don't change anything for a year, right? And my encouragement for you is that if it's been a while since you've made any, significant changes that you're aiming to have a positive impact on the content that you're creating, then I would challenge you to start looking at how you can challenge yourself to start having a positive impact on your content and to change things in a positive way. Now, I'm not talking about making changes just for the sake of making changes, but I'm talking about challenging yourself to come up with meaningful ways that you can change your content for the better. And that's really what I'm encouraging you to do. It's what I myself am now. The last few weeks have been kind of comfortable. I haven't changed a whole lot. I've been just sitting in it and things are going really, really well. But I'm also feeling like I'm getting to that point where, okay, I've got a few things planned as we get ready to apply for partner and things along those lines. There's going to be a lot of changes that come along with that. And so part of that is getting, you know, part of my challenging myself is wrapping it into the changes that are going to be coming as part of that. But if you're at a point where you're not going to see any sort of significant applications or changes, start thinking about it. Start looking at how can I start to challenge myself to make my content better so that I'm making my content better for the people that I am delivering that content to, right? So that's my encouragement for you today. Challenge yourself, especially if you've been feeling a little stagnant, if you've been feeling like you've hit a rhythm and that rhythm is starting to wear out, because it's time then to start to challenge yourself, to start to make significant or meaningful and significant changes to your content, so you can evolve, so you can take that next step as a content creator. Because at the end of the day, this is an ever evolving field, as is any business, right? As is any industry, it's ever evolving. So stay up to date, make sure that you challenge yourselves to do something new, here in the next few weeks. Appreciate you all stopping on in. Thank you so much for the love and the support. As I mentioned at the beginning, it's been an incredible, few weeks. I look forward to another incredible few weeks before we apply for partner, and look for a lot of changes coming to the Dad Cave. We just announced our GamerSups sponsorship last week. I've got a couple other things that are still in the works that I'm keeping a secret, so stay tuned for that. It should be very exciting. And last but not least, I encourage you to challenge yourself, y'all. Thank you again for the support. If you're on Facebook, and are enjoying this content, make sure you like and follow. And if you're on YouTube, make sure you subscribe. Leave me a comment. Let me know what you guys want me to cover. Let me know what topics you'd like me to talk about. What's going on in your world? Things that I might be able to offer advice on, or even just empathize with. If you are on your favorite podcast platform, make sure that you leave a rating, and a subscription would always be very much appreciated. Have a great day, y'all. Thank you so much for being here. I hope you're starting your week off right. And with that, God bless.
The podcast you just heard was recorded with Anchor. If you want to make your own, download the Android or iOS app completely free from anchor.fm/podcast. That's anchor.fm/podcast.